we just want to have fun, you know. We're getting up at that point where we just want to get out and do some things and stuff like that. Right now, you know, it's very limited. But we know we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how we dream. Mm-hmm. You know, we dreamers, you know.
Sure.
Don't let nothing get in the way.
Well, that was good. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything to stop being there. So tell me about living abroad. What was that like?
Living abroad was excellent, you know, because my daughter was born overseas. Mm-hmm. Knew anything about candy when we got back here.
Yeah. Oh, because they didn't eat it?
No. They had the little gummy bears overseas. No hard chocolate. You know, you had the Swiss chocolate, and the German chocolate, and everything like that. But the chocolate they have overseas does not have what we have in America. Mm. It's a very, very different taste. And it took me a minute to get acquired back to the United States of chocolate. And it's one bar here in the United States. It's called a Score.
Okay.
Score Bar. Mm-hmm. And that's from overseas. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know, and I love it.
That's a toffee bar, too.
Yes. It's, yeah, that's a German bar. I think it was like in, it's from overseas, but I don't think it's from Germany. You know, Italy, Switzerland, somewhere around up in there and everything. Me and my husband, best friends. I'm talking about, you know, just me, him, and two kids and stuff like that. Best friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Best friend, you know. Always did everything together, which we still do, you know. Mm-hmm. Still do everything basically together. The kids have grown up, go their own separate ways, you know, so that leave us a little out of that, you know, but have had, it was really good, really. Living overseas, I love it. He thought I wanted to be out of the military. That's why he got out. But we could have stayed.
But you weren't in the military.
No, he was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So did you live on base?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was real good, living on base. Actually, our first apartment, when I left the United States, I went over there. And when I got to Panama, he had this big old apartment. It was military quarters. And it had 8 bedrooms in it.
Just for the two of you?
Yes. I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, I don't like it. I was never used to all of that room, you know. And he was like, well, this is all they had available, you know, at the time. So in 3 months, we moved closer up on Coquisola. That's what it was, Coquisola, Goleta Island. We moved close to up where we had, still had a, like, what they would call a townhome here. Mm-hmm. It was a townhome, but they called an apartment. And we had maid's quarters.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, you live over there.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your maid had, you know, $5 a week, girl. Keep the kids, fix them dinner, fix them breakfast.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Living. So I could have really lived over there and got spoiled, you know. And he was in the U.S. Navy. So we did travel a lot to Guatemala. I saw a lot of third world countries, because South America is a third world country, you know. People live a little different, you know, than here. Duran, that boxer, Duran, he stayed right around the corner from us.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to run through that, box and stuff like that. Who is this Duran? So that's that little boxer, you know. And I said, okay, you're going to get beat down. You need to grow, you know. But he was pretty good, you know. And from there, we went to Europe.